We continue our scripture reading in the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 32 and continuing to verse 45. You'll find it on page 1076. The passage begins with Jesus foretelling very detailed events of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Now, later on, when these things have happened, the angels are going to tell the disciples, Jesus told you this was going to happen, and here is one of the places he did so. It also reminds us that Jesus wasn't surprised by his arrest. He wasn't a victim, a passive recipient of his unjust crucifixion. It was his work. Certainly men were involved sinfully, but he was sovereign over his death. He foretells it here. Now, you'll also see in verse 38 a curious use, along with verse 39, of the word baptism. The Greek word is baptismo, a verb that does not refer directly to the ritual of baptism, but rather to that which it signifies, namely a union with Christ, a joining with Christ. Jesus says, are you able to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? He's not talking about what happened with John the Baptist in the River Jordan. He's talking about what's going to happen through his rejection and his unjust trial and his crucifixion. When we are baptized, we enter into his church, and it is ultimately in union with the ordeal as we receive his blood for our forgiveness. Well, lastly, the disciples don't get any of this. And the reason is they're caught up with worldly matters, how often that's true of us. And they have a worldly idea of success. Sadly, we often do too. It's called being number one. It's being in a high place. It's being put in a position of prestige. And Jesus says, don't consider success that way. You want to be really successful, you'll be a servant. Indeed, the greatest of all, he says, is the one who has actually made him or herself a slave to others. And then he says, this is what he has done. He gives one of the great statements, a good Bible memory verse, together with its parallel in Matthew 20:28. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 32. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed. And those who followed were afraid, and taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. Jesus said to them, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, we are able. And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my length is not at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.